It's late afternoon of a midsummer day. On a road leading out of New York City, a small blue roadster weaves quickly through the heavy traffic. At the wheels, Gordon Smith, and beside him, his brother-in-law, Bill Holloway. They're bound for Gordon's house in Westchester. As they reach the open road, the car swerves sharply, avoiding an accident by inches.
Hey, take it easy, will you, Gordon?
Sorry, I guess I'm in too much of a hurry.
I'll see you are. What's the big rush?
Oh, nothing. Just anxious to get home, that's all. I had a tough day at the office today.
You'll have a tougher one if you pile up in the ditch. That's better. Well, how's the artificial jewelry business, if any?
Not so hot, Bill.
No? Anything new on the Forbes merger?
No, it's coming along. The deal goes through, I'll get 16 2/3% of the combine.
Oh, do you think that's enough, Gordon, 16 2/3?
No, it isn't. But I'm up against it, and I've got to take what he gives me. Forbes is a tough customer.
That's hard luck.
Of course, I might be able to do something with him over the weekend. He's coming out to the house, too, you know. Your sister invited him.
Yeah, so she told me. Well, Dulcie always did like guests.
Yeah, I know.
Forbes is bringing his wife and daughter, isn't he?
I guess so.
I didn't know you knew them that well.
Well, I don't accept Forbes in a business way. It wasn't my idea until the little woman thought of it. You know how your sister is.
Oh, sure. When Dulcie makes up your mind that she wants to do something, you do it.
That's one of the reasons why I want to get home. If they get there ahead of us and Dulcie gets talking to them, well, anything can happen. And it always happens to me.
And if I know Dulcie, it'll be plenty. Step on it, Gordon.
Go ahead in, Bill.
Yeah, thanks.
Gee, it's good to get home. I guess they aren't here yet.
I beg pardon, sir.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm the butler, sir.
The butler? I must be in the wrong house.
Oh, no, sir. Mrs. Smith engaged me this afternoon, sir.
Oh, well, I'm Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Smith described you in some detail, sir.
Huh?
May I take your hat, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very good, sir.
Can you imagine that? I turn my back and she hires a butler.
I guess she had to make an impression on the Forbes.
Oh, Gordon, imagine me, you here. It certainly is a small house. Who's that with you?
Your brother.
Oh, sure. Hello, Willie.
Hello, Dulcie.
Oh, Gordon, darling, how are you feeling?
Well,
you are, huh? My, isn't it hot? It certainly is. Did you have a nice day at the office today?
Well, not so bad.
Nice and cool in here, though. Maybe that's an account of the cold air.
Yeah.
But I always say it's the old breeze that doesn't blow in this room. Ring for Henry, will you, darling? I wanted to put these flowers in water.
Wait a minute. Who is this fellow Henry?
Well, Henry, why, darling, didn't you meet him? He's the butler.
I know. He introduced himself at the door, but who is he? Where did you get him?
Well, if you promise not to tell,
yes.
He's a reformed convict.
What? A reformed convict?
Shh, not so loud. He's very sensitive.
Yeah, well, so am I. And I don't like the idea of having a second-story man polishing off the silver.
Oh, he wouldn't steal anything, Gordon. He's going straight now. He hasn't taken hardly a thing since he got out of prison.
When was that?
Last week.
I see.
Well, anyway, we've got to have a butler, darling.
But Dulcie.
Yes. We're having guests, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Very important guests for the weekend. Guests are coming.
The Forbes?
Who told you?
You did.
Oh, you guessed it. Yes, there'll be Mr. and Mrs. Forbes and his wife. And Angela. Angela's their daughter, you know. And sweet. Why, she's just the sweetest thing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, she? Willie. Oh, what do you mean? You don't know her?
Of course I do. I've known her for years.
Oh.
Well, what's funny about that, Dulcie?
Well, he didn't know. I never knew he knew. Isn't that funny? Or is it?
Yes, dear, it is.
Well, now let me see. The pink room for Angela and the red room for Mr. and Mrs. Forbes. I'd better have the green room made up for Skylar Van Dyke.
Skylar Van Dyke?
Yeah, one of the Van Dykes, and he's worth millions.
Skylar Van Dyke is coming here.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Oh, he's a marvelous man. You'd never think he was a Van Dyke. He's so democratic.
When did you meet him?
Well, this afternoon. He was at Mrs. Kennedy's. He had a lot of other invitations, but he accepted mine.
But, Dulcie, having this man here with Forbes, how do you know they like each other?
Oh, they will. Mr. Van Dyke's a businessman, too, darling. He owns all kinds of things. Railroads. Railroads, I think. Well, anyhow, it's something like railroads. He'll help entertain Mr. Forbes. Isn't that a pleasant surprise?
You know, Gordon, one thing Dulcie never learned is the difference between a surprise and a shock.
Oh, Willie, you're saying silly things to try to mix me up.
Okay, I think I'll go upstairs and wash a little.
Yeah, that's right, dear. I want you to look nice and clean for our guests.
See you later.
Bringing in a Mr. Van Dyke to entertain Mr. Forbes.
Dulcie, Forbes isn't the kind of a man who wants to be entertained.
All right, dear. Then Van Dyke can entertain Mr. Leach.
Well, that's better. Mr. Leach? Who is Mr. Leach?
Vincent Leach. You know, the big moving picture writer.
Oh, yes. Is he coming here?
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
I'm not so sure. First you invite Mr. Van Dyke, next you invite Vincent Leach.
Ah, there's the secret.
Look, Dulcie, let's not make a game of this. I don't...
Oh, well, you see, dear, Vincent and Angela like each other.
Vincent and Angela?
Yes.
You mean Forbes' daughter?
Yes, isn't it wonderful? So I invited them both here so they'll have the whole weekend together. You never can tell what'll happen.
That's what I'm afraid of. So well, and this man Leach, what do you know about him?
I know all about him. He's a big scenario writer and just the man for Angie. He's so practical and she's single. Opposites should marry, you know that, darling.
Yes, I know that. But why are you so anxious to match this fellow Leach with Angela? What do you care about
him? Don't you see?
Yes, I see.
Can't you guess?
Yes, I can guess.
All right, then I'll tell you.
Good.
If Angie likes Mr. Leach and marries him,
yes.
And I fixed it...
Well,
that'll make Mr. Forbes so grateful that he'll have to give you more than 16 2/3 of the percentage.
I wish you'd stay out of my business.
Well, sure, that's what a wife's for. Now, I figured it all out by myself.
But, Dulcie...
Oh, Gordon, darling, don't be upset about it. I know they ought to marry. I just know it. It's a woman's intuition. Just as I knew I ought to marry you, dear. It was because I loved you, darling, and wanted to help you, and
Yes, and you do help me, but you don't understand, dear. Try and see my position.
Well, all I can see is that Mr. Forbes is taking advantage of you, and I'm not going to let him, that's all.
But that isn't the point. In the position that I'm in, I have to go ahead with it. Don't you see, dear, if I'm not in that merger, I'll lose everything.
Well, only 16 2/3% is such a funny number, too. I don't see why you couldn't get a nice even number like 25 or 50.
Dulcie, you've got to listen to me. Let me talk to Forbes about a higher percentage. Maybe he'll acquiesce.
Well, he might try to, but he won't get away with it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Forbes is my name.
Yes, sir. Just step right in, please.
Come on, Eleanor.
Yes, dear. Angela?
This way, please.
My, what a lovely room. Isn't it, Angela?
Yes, the whole place is lovely.
Nobody here. Looks like you came too early.
Oh, no, sir. Mrs. Smith asked me to say that she'd be down directly.
All right.
Not at all, sir. Excuse me, please.
Well, nice reception.
Now, please, Charlie.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't be a bear, Father. Try to be pleasant for once.
Well, why should I? I didn't want to come down here in the first place. I could have done my business with Gordon Smith in New York.
I know, dear. But a nice weekend down here in the country would be...
Weekend? What do I care about a weekend? I'm a businessman, not a playboy. You know how I despise golf and tennis and all that truck.
Well, we're here now, Father, and you might as well make the best of it. I didn't care so much about coming myself, if you want to know.
Oh, you didn't?
No, not particularly. I'd rather have stayed in town.
Oh, where you can see that half-baked moving picture writer, I suppose.
My father.
Oh, I know all about it. You've been seeing him almost every day, and I don't like it, do you hear? I don't like it at all.
Why not? Mr. Leach is a very nice young man.
Mr. Leach is a young fool.
Well, how can you say that? You've never even met him.
No, but I've heard about him. That was enough for me.
Charlie, please don't excite yourself. You know it's bad for you. Come over here and sit down.
Now, sit down right here. I hate those soft chairs. They're bad for my back.
Who's here, Mr. and Mrs. Forbes?
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Forbes, I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Oh, and Mr. Forbes, well, how are you?
Oh, all right, I guess.
And Angela.
How are you, Mrs. Smith?
Oh, now, where is Gordon? Gordon!
Yes, Dulcie.
Oh, there you are.
Well, hello, Mr. Forbes.
Oh, Mrs. Forbes.
Well,
hello,
Mrs. Smith. Did you have a nice drive out from the city, Mr. Forbes? Awfully pretty, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so.
Did you all come out together, or did you drive?
Why, I don't know. We came through Hartford.
Oh, that's the short way. Now, you should have come the long way. That's quicker. No, I think that is the long way, isn't it? Hartsdale? Yes.
Well, it really doesn't matter.
No, both ways are awfully pretty. Sit down, Mr. Forbes.
Thank you.
No, not in that chair. That's the hard chair.
Yeah, but I prefer the hard.
Oh, Now, don't fib, Mr. Fogg. You sit right down in this nice soft chair.
Now,
go
please.
Ahead, now, there.
Now, please. Oh!
Why, Mr. Fogg?
It's his back. He's been having a little trouble with it lately.
Are you all right, Mr. Forbes?
I hope so.
Oh, of course he's all right. Nice and comfy. Oh, Angela, have I a surprise for you, or will you be surprised?
What, Mrs. Smith?
Oh, you'll see, dear.
Dulcie, please. Well, Mr. Forbes, I'm glad you could get down early. I'd like to talk over something with you.
Oh, now, Gordon. No business, please.
But, Dulcie, that's what Mr. Forbes came down.
No, dear. This is a time for play. You know, Mr. Forbes, the one thing poor Gordon has never learned is how to play. He takes everything so seriously. Now, what I like to do is just cut loose once in a while, just see children again. And I've got the most wonderful day planned for you, Mr. Forbes. We're going to play and play and play.
Me? Well, thank you very much, but you know I...
Oh, but you play golf, don't you?
Well, to tell you the truth...
Oh, and that's good. You love our course. It's wonderful.
Yes, but I've been having a great deal of trouble with my back lately.
Oh, the fellow at our club will fix that up. What you need is exercise.
Exercise?
Yeah, you and I'll go out and play 18 holes of golf the first thing in the morning.
But my dear Mrs. Smith...
Excuse me, Mrs. Smith.
Yes, Henry? Yes, Henry, what is it?
Another guest is here, madam. Amos?
Yo, wait. Don't tell us his name. Just show him, Henry.
Very good, madam.
Oh, Angela.
Yes,
Smith. This is a surprise I was telling you about, Angela.
Oh, who is it?
Well, you'll see in a moment, darling.
In here, sir, please.
Thank you.
Good heavens.
Mrs. Smith.
Oh, how do you do? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Vincent Leach, the great moving pictures writer.
What?
Yes, Mr. Falls, Mr. Vincent Leach.
How do you do, Mr. Falls?
How do you do?
And this is Mrs. Ford.
How do you do?
And Mr. Smith, my husband.
How do you do?
Oh, and of course you know Angela.
Angela, this is a surprise.
Yes, isn't it, Mr. Leach? I didn't know you were going to be here.
Neither did I.
Yeah, what's that, Mr. Ford?
Oh, nothing, Mrs. Smith, nothing at all.
Oh, I thought you said something. Mr. Leach, we're all so glad you could come. He's been so busy, Mr. Forbes, working on his new picture. Tell him about it, Mr. Leach.
Well, I'm afraid I can't just now. It's a little long. Perhaps after dinner.
Oh, yes, of course.
But I may say without exaggeration that it will probably be the most magnificent picture of its type ever produced.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes, even better than my last picture, The Sacred Love. I suppose everyone here saw The Sacred Love.
Oh, I don't
know.
Pardon,
Mrs. Smith.
Yes, what is it?
Mr. Schuyler Van Dyke.
Mr. Van Dyke?
No, Mr. Forbes. This is just our butler. Here comes Mr. Van Dyke.
How do you do, Mrs. Smith? I'm sorry to be late.
Oh, don't mention it, Mr. Van Dyke.
I had to make several important long-distance calls. business, you know.
Oh, of course, you captains of industry. Oh, Mr. Forbes, this is Mr. Van Dyke. The Mr. Van Dyke.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
I brought him here especially for you, Mr. Forbes.
Dulcie.
Gordon, I told you it isn't polite to whisper in front of company.
Oh.
Well, now our weekend has started. Gordon, will you introduce Mr. Van Dyke to everyone and everyone to Mr. Van Dyke? We're all too good friends to be strangers, you know.
Well, this is Mrs. Forbes.
Yes, Mr. Forbes' wife, you know. And Mrs. Angela Forbes, Mr. Forbes' daughter. And this is Mr. Leach, Mr. Forbes' son-in-law.
Dulcie.
Uh-huh.
Dinner is served, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, dear. Well, one can't do everything at once, can one? Well, come along, everyone. Dinner.
Dulcie, what are you laughing at?
Well, I just want to put everybody in a good mood.
Charlie, let's go back to the others.
I tell you, I'll do nothing of the sort. This place is going to drive me crazy.
Now, Charlie, please don't excite yourself. You know how bad it is for you after eating.
Did you hear what that woman said? I've got to get up tomorrow morning and play golf. Golf. If there's one thing I hate more than anything in this world, it's golf. Unless it's bridge.
Oh, Charlie.
If I could think of a good excuse, I'd go back to town tonight and take Angela and you with me.
But, Charlie, you can't do that.
Don't you suppose I see that woman's plan to throw Angela and that fool Leach together?
But I tell you, he's a most charming man.
And I tell you, Mrs. Smith, if it weren't for Smith and our business relations, I would go back to town tonight.
Looking all over for you, Mr. Fogg. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play bridge.
What? Mrs. Smith, I don't think I care to play bridge this
evening. Oh, now, you businessmen must have some relaxation. You remind me so of Gordon, the poor darling. He does nothing but work. I don't suppose he's told you, Mr. Falls, but he's really got a lot of things on hand.
What do you mean?
Well, you might just as well know. It isn't only the pearl business. He has lots of other interests, too.
What's that?
It's really asking too much to make him give up all these other things to come into the jewelry merger. That is, unless it were made worth his while. Of course, if he only got 16 2/3%, he couldn't afford to give up all his time to it. Oh, no, he'd have to look after his other interests, too. And you'd be the loser.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I thought you would. Are you coming, Mrs. Falls?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Smith.
Well, hurry, dear, then. We're going to start the game.
Oh, hello, Mr. Forbes. All alone?
Yes, Mr. Smith. I'd like to have a word with him.
Of course.
Smith.
Yes?
Your wife has just been telling me something of your other business activities.
Other business activities?
Yeah, and it came as something of a revelation to me.
I don't understand.
Well, as you may have been aware, my agreement to admit you on a 16 2/3% basis was founded on the expectation that you would give all your time to the new enterprise.
Yes, of course, Mr. Fox.
Well, in the circumstances, your business and your services would hardly be worth that amount to me. No, I think we shall have to lower your percentage.
But, Mr. Forbes, you don't understand.
Oh, I think I do. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and play bridge.
Oh, I'm sunk. Dulcie, where are you?
Yes, Gordon, dear.
Well, come here, quick.
Oh, Gordon, I've got news for you.
Wait a minute,
Dulcie. Oh, but it's too late, dear. I must tell you.
Dulcie, please.
Mrs. Forbes just told me that Mr. Forbes never plays bridge.
What of it?
What of it? Why, Gordon, dear, don't you see? He's out there now ready to play. That means he likes us. He likes us, Gordon. Everything's going to be wonderful. Oh, I can feel it in my bones.
Oh.
After carefully patching up the damage done by Dulcie, Gordon was able to convince Mr. Forbes that his percentage of the merger should not be lowered. But there's more trouble brewing. It's a few hours later, and Dulcie is alone in the living room. The door opens, and Vincent Leach and Angela enter excitedly.
Oh, Mrs. Smith, we've got to speak to you.
Yes, we want you to help us.
Why, Mr. Leach, Angela, is there anything wrong?
Oh, Mrs. Smith, Vincent and I are in love.
In love? In love? Oh, Angela! Mr. Leach! Oh, if this isn't the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. Why, it's wonderful, that's all I can say. Oh, I'm so happy I could cry. Good news affects me that way. Oh, Vincent. I may call you Vincent now, mayn't I?
Of course.
Mrs. Smith, we're going to need your help.
Oh, yes, darling, of course.
Now, it's a secret, and you must promise that you won't tell anyone.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't tell a soul.
Well, we're going to elope.
Elope?
Tonight.
Tonight? You mean run away and get married?
Yes.
Oh, why, that's wonderful. Oh, that's just marvelous.
Oh, now remember, you're not to tell us.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't tell anybody. No. How soon are you going?
Oh, just as soon as we can. Aren't we, Vincent?
Yes, if we can get away.
Oh, of course. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do next.
Oh,
really, Vincent and Angela are going to elope.
Smith. You promised you wouldn't tell.
Oh, but I won't, and Willie won't tell anybody either, will you, Willie?
You're going to elope, Angela, with Mr. Leach?
Yes.
No, I won't tell a soul.
Oh, there you are, Angela.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Where are you going to elope to?
Why, where were we, Vincent?
Well, I hadn't thought about it just yet.
Well, there are lots of places.
Oh, sure. How about a marriage license?
Why, I don't know. Vincent?
Well, I thought we might find one
someplace. Oh, Willie, you could help in some way, couldn't you? You know where to get a license and everything.
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I'll be glad to drive them there.
Oh, now, you see, that's just why I told them all. Everything is just working out beautifully. And I'll tell you what we'll do. What do we suggest, Willie?
Is everything ready?
Oh, we just have to get our bags.
We just have to get their bags. Vincent, now you go find Mrs. Forbes and tell her, and then we'll all meet in the garage. Now I'll go up and get Angela's things for her.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, hurry, Vincent. The less speed, the more haste is something, you know.
All right. I'll see you in the garage in about 3 minutes. Don't keep me waiting.
Oh, we won't. Well, now that's settled. I'll go up and get the things.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Oh, no, no. I'll bring everything out to the garage. If anybody sees me, they won't suspect. Oh, well, you know, I'm so excited. It's just, well, it's just like times of old when nights were bold. Oh.
Well, are you all ready for the elopement, Angela?
Bill Parker, I think you're just horrid.
Speaking to me?
You know very well I am.
Oh, you don't mean it. I'm really being very good to you, helping you out in this way.
Well, you don't have to be so happy about it. After all, we are old friends.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad. You're glad, aren't you?
That has nothing to do with it. Of course I am. Oh, you're just impossible.
Angela, you told me once that I'd never change. Well, you were right. I never have changed. Especially about you.
I don't care whether you have or not. I think you're positively hopeless.
I guess I am. Well, let's get going, shall we?
Eleanor.
Here I am, dear. In the garden.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, watching the stars. It's a beautiful night, isn't it, Charlie? So calm and peaceful.
Peaceful. You know, that woman is enough to drive a man crazy. Say, is that our car?
Where, dear?
Well, going out the drive. See it?
Oh, it couldn't be ours, darling.
No? Well, where's Angela?
I don't know. I haven't seen her since dinner.
Out gallivanting with that saxonario writer, I suppose.
Do you mean Mr. Leach?
Yes, I mean Mr. Leach. And I want to tell you something. If I find this Leach person actually making love to Angela, I'm going to raise blazes.
Now, Charlie.
I've had nothing but a series of aggravations and annoyances ever since I came into this house. Eleanor, I can truthfully say that in all my 53 years, I have never spent an unhappier evening.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, but I'm not going to spend another. I'm not going to stay here and play golf and breach.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going home.
Charlie.
I'm going upstairs and pack right now.
Charlie.
Oh, Mr. Forbes, here you are.
Yeah, I won't be for long.
What did you say?
I said I'm going to my room.
Oh, that's right. Get a good night's rest so you'll be nice and fresh for tomorrow.
Mrs. Smith, I am not going to play golf tomorrow.
Oh, no, none of us are. We've changed our plans, Mr. Forbes.
Oh.
We're going horseback riding.
Horseback?
Oh. Yes, yes, isn't that a wonderful idea?
Good night, Mrs.
Oh, I knew he'd like it. Oh, Mrs. Forbes, have you heard the news? Oh, but you couldn't have, could you? It only just happened.
Well, what has just happened?
Vincent and Angela, they've eloped.
What?
Yes, just a minute ago, they took your car.
Eloped?
Oh, isn't it wonderful? I knew you'd be thrilled. And it's all my doing, every bit of it. And what makes it more exciting, it's a secret, too.
Mrs. Smith. Do you know what you've done?
Oh, that's all right. You can thank me later.
He'll never forgive you. Never.
Who, Vincent?
No. My husband.
But he didn't elope with your husband.
Try to understand, Mrs. Smith. My husband hates Mr. Leach.
Well, this is a fine time to say a thing like that. How was I supposed to know? He never said anything.
This is the finish, Mrs. Smith. We're leaving here just as soon as our car is returned.
Oh, but you can't. You mustn't. Mr. Smith hasn't settled anything about the merger yet.
No, and I'm afraid he never will. Good night, Mr. Smith.
Oh.
Mrs. Smith.
Oh, yes, Sister Van Dyke.
You mustn't cry like that, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I can't help it. You don't know what happened.
Yes, I do. I just heard Mr. Forbes storming about it upstairs. You couldn't help but hear him.
Oh, Mr. Van Dyke, isn't it awful? Isn't it terrible?
Nothing is so terrible that it can't be mended.
Oh, but the merger, it may be all off. I don't know what Gordon will do.
Mrs. Smith, I like your husband very much.
Oh, do you?
Tell me, would he be willing to get up his own merger?
One bigger than Mr. Forbes ever dreamt of.
Why, well, I never thought of that. But Mr. Forbes has all the money and Gordy hasn't any.
That's it, exactly. Now, I've always wanted to take a little flyer in the jewelry business. Suppose I finance Mr. Smith. Suppose he and I set out to beat Mr. Forbes together. How would that be?
Why, it would be the biggest thing that ever happened in this house. Do you really mean it?
I certainly do. I'll put up my check the moment your husband says the word.
Oh, Mr. Van Dyke, you made me the happiest woman in all the world. Oh, you'll let me break the news to him, won't you?
Why, of course, if you wish.
Oh, and to think I introduced you to him. Oh, now what will he think of me?
Wait a minute. Say that again, Mr. Van Dyke.
Well, of course. I said that your wife has interested me very much in this proposition, and I've told her that I'm willing to finance a combination to beat Forbes and his crowd with you at the head of it.
Oh, he's just waiting for you to say the word, darling.
I can't believe it.
But it's true. It is, dear.
Why, it's too good to be true. I could get rid of Forbes and put my business in for what it's worth.
Oh, yes, oh, God.
I really could do big things. I'll be backed financially by the Van Dyke interests.
Exactly, Mr. Smith.
Now, excuse me.
Oh, come in, Forbes. Oh, we were just talking about you, Mr. Forbes.
I'm compelled to make a little announcement. I merely wish to tell you, on top of everything else, that my wife's diamond necklace has disappeared.
Disappeared? Huh?
In view of the fact that it took place in this house, I thought you might have a sentimental interest.
Don't you dare accuse Henry of stealing anything.
Dulcie.
Henry? Who's Henry?
Dulcie, quiet.
No, Gordon, I'm not going to stand here and listen to him make insinuating remarks about my servants. Henry is perfectly honest. His honesty has been proven. He's been paroled 7 times.
Oh. Well, that's very interesting. Where is this man?
Why, he's not here. He asked me if I'd let him take the evening off, and I said yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith. You've been a great help.
Mr. Forbes, please. We'll get the necklace back, and if we don't, I'll make good for it. Now, let's sit down and talk it over.
There's nothing to talk over. And in the circumstances, I don't see how we can possibly go into business together. I don't like your methods. The merger is definitely off.
But, Mr. Forbes...
I'm sorry, but that's my decision.
Wait, Mr. Forbes. Before you freeze me out, I want to tell you that Mr. Van Dyke here has agreed to back me in an independent merger. A bigger one than yours.
What? Yes, Mr. Forbes, I have. But
I... Now, am I still out?
Yes, Mr. Smith, you are.
Very well. Then I'm going to line up with Mr. Van Dyke and fight you. Fight you till one of us is forced to the wall. I'll teach you to take advantage of me.
Advantage? Who took advantage of you?
You did. By offering me less than you know my business was worth. Why, you knew I was in a hole, and now you're going to get just what you deserve. You're going to get a first-rate licking.
Oh, Gordy!
All right. Make your fine speeches. But when you talk about fighting, don't forget that I can fight, too. And before you win, you're going to know that you've been in a real fight. Remember that.
You know, I think he's mad, Gordy.
Mr. Smith, allow me to congratulate you. You told him what was what straight from the shoulder.
Thank you, Mr. Van Dyke. And I'm sure we'll get along splendidly.
Well, of course we will. And now I'll say goodnight. I've had a hard day at my broker's, and I'm very tired. Good night, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, good night, and thank you.
Not at all, not at all.
Oh, Gordon, you were wonderful.
I feel like a new man.
Oh, you see, I was of some use after all.
Use? You were magnificent. The best. The finest little wife in the world.
Oh, wasn't it lucky my finding Mr. Van Dyke?
Lucky. It was an inspiration.
And I am a real helpmate.
I should say you are.
Oh, Lordy. Well, now, who could that be?
Well, I'll answer it.
Good evening, Mr. Smith.
Good evening.
I'm sorry to intrude like this, but it's rather important. My name is Patterson, Blair Patterson.
Oh, the attorney.
Yes.
Well, come in.
Thank you. I was referred to you by Mrs. Kennedy.
Oh, across the street.
Yes. She said that you had guests. I just wondered if among them there was a Mr. Morgan.
Morgan? Well, why, no.
Well, is there Mr. Ford?
No, no, he's not here either.
Mr. Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt? Oh, no.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you. Is one of your guests tall, good-looking, interested in various... investments?
Oh, you mean Schuyler Van Dyke.
Schuyler Van Dyke. Yes, I think I do mean Schuyler Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. I'm his cousin. I've come for him.
Come for him?
Yes, his real name is Patterson. Horace Patterson. He has an hallucination that he's a millionaire.
What? You mean he's crazy?
Yes, a little. But harmless, I assure you.
Dulcie, he's crazy. Schuyler Van Dyke is crazy.
Well, then the company that he was... I mean, the merger that he had the money for, the merger that it isn't... I mean, it fall. It can't fall. Oh, dear.
It's early the next morning, and Blair Patterson, the lawyer who brought the calamitous news of Mr. Van Dyke's hallucinations, is in the living room straightening out his rumpled clothes after spending the night on the sofa. Down the stairs comes the happily demented Mr. Van Dyke, singing cheerfully.
Hello, Horace.
What? Oh, why, Blair, what in the world are you doing here?
Oh, I just dropped in to say hello.
You can't fool me. You come to make me leave. It's very, very embarrassing, Blair.
Well, if it's embarrassing for you, what do you think it is for me? I have a law practice to attend to. I'm getting a little tired of these excursions.
Well, I wish you'd leave me alone. At least half a dozen times during the past few years you've interrupted me. In business negotiations that were exceedingly interesting.
Mm-hmm. You've been up to something here, Horace?
Well, yes. I've been representing my Van Dyke interests. We had all sorts of wonderful things planned.
My share alone would have been $8.5 million.
Besides, we were going to play golf and go horseback riding. I love horses.
Horace, how many times have I told you that I represent the Van Dyke interests? Now you must let me handle it. You come back to town with me and we'll talk it over.
I can't leave now.
I'm sorry, Horace, but you know our agreement. Unless you do as I say, I'll never go through with that $200 million airplane company of ours.
Oh, well, all right, Blair.
Mm.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, how do you feel this morning, Van Dyke?
Very melancholy. I'm afraid I must go back to town.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Still, it's all for the best. Oh, you must have some breakfast first, though.
Thank you. I'll go and have it right away. It's hard to do high finance on an empty stomach.
He can't have breakfast, can he, Mr. Patterson?
Oh, yes.
Well, I have some soft-boiled eggs prepared for him, some soft milk toast, all very soft, you know. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. I think that'll be very nice, Mr. Smith. Thank you.
No, don't mention it, Mr. Patterson. Hello, Gordon, darling.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Patterson.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Have you seen your cousin?
Yes, we had quite a talk. By the way... You haven't mentioned anything to your guests, have you? I mean, it would be rather embarrassing.
No, nobody knows a thing. So far as they know, he's Schuyler Van Dyke himself.
Fine, that's fine. Well, thank you very, very much. And now I think I'd better go and keep an eye on him. You never can tell what big merger he'll attempt next.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, certainly.
Chelsea.
Yes, dear?
Chelsea, I want to speak to you.
Yes, of course. What about, darling?
What about? Do you realize what's happened?
Well, I don't know. I think... Oh, Gordon, I didn't mean...
Wait.
Yes, darling?
Do you know what Forbes is going to say to me when he finds who Van Dyke really is?
No.
He's going to laugh in my face. I'll never get him to change his mind about the merger now. He thinks he's been made a fool of, and he's right.
But we haven't really done anything to him just because we asked for more.
Oh, it wasn't our asking for more.
Oh, you mean the jewels disappearing.
Yes, and his daughter disappearing, too.
Oh, it was me again. It was me as usual. Oh, Gordon, how will it all end?
If Ford finds out that Van Dyke is crazy, he'll probably force me out of business. I'll have to start all over again without a cent.
And without me?
Dulcie, I love you. I'll always love you, but you're like a child. You don't stop to think.
Oh, I guess I don't, Gordon. I only think I think. Oh, darling, I'll let you go if you want me to. I'm just all wrong. I'm a false note. I've always wondered how I was able to make a man like you care for me. It seems so silly for a man like you ever to love a false note.
Josie, you're not a false note. You're a melody. A whole tune, but oh, I don't know what to do.
Well, maybe I can reform.
I doubt it.
Oh, Gordon, please let me try. I'll promise that I'll never interfere with your business affairs again. I'll change completely. I'll revolutionize myself.
Chelsea, I don't want you to change. I love you just as you are. I simply want you to let me handle my own affairs in my own way. If you can promise to do that...
Oh, yes, yes, Gordy, I promise, and I'll keep it too. I will.
Thank you, Dulcie. I hope I'm not wrong this time.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, Mr. Forbes, I've been looking for you.
Really? Mrs. Smith, I have a slight apology to make. We found my wife's necklace.
Oh, there, you see?
Your butler found it and put it away for safekeeping. He returned it to Mrs. Forbes this morning.
Oh, I'm so glad. Now, I have an apology, too, Mr. Forbes. I'm sorry about the elopement, Mr. Forbes. And I'm sorry about the business deal, too, but it's going to come out all right.
I should think it would. For your husband, backed by the Van Dyke Millions.
The Van Dyke Millions? But Mr. Forbes...
As a matter of fact, I'm inclined to regret my hasty decision of last night. If I had known before that Mr. Van Dyke was interested...
Yeah, oh, but that's just it. He isn't interested. I mean, he is, but he can't be.
What is all this?
Well, you see, Gordon will go in with you after all, because Mr. Van Dyke... Well, Mr. Van Dyke just isn't Mr. Van Dyke.
What's that?
Well, no, he has something wrong in his head. He only thinks he's a millionaire.
Oh, I see.
So everything's all right now, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Splendid. Where's your husband now, Mrs.
Why, he's in the library. Would you like to see him?
Yes, very much.
Well, come along. It's right this way, Mr. Forbes. Oh, I just knew everything would turn out all right. Oh, well, here we are. Gordon. Gordon, darling.
Chelsea?
I've just fixed it with Mr. Forbes, darling.
What?
Yeah, everything's fine now.
Chelsea, what did you say?
A great deal, Mr. Smith. She told me about Mr. Van Dyke.
She took. Did you, Dulcie?
Yeah, of course, dear. I told you I'd straighten everything out.
Well, you certainly have. Well, Mr. Forbes, then of course you know that Mr. Van Dyke...
Yeah, I know. But it won't work, Mr. Smith. It won't work.
Huh?
Oh, I'll admit that Mrs. Smith is a clever woman. A very clever woman. But it won't work. A Van Dyke, not a Van Dyke.
Well, but Mr. Forbes, he really
Shut up, Dulcie.
Oh, yes, sir.
I saw through the whole thing at once, Mr. Smith. You began to be sorry you told me about the Van Dyke merger, and you wanted to throw me off the trail. Huh? Well, you can't do it. I know what's in the wind, and I'm going to hold you to our agreement.
Agreement?
Well, it was a verbal agreement. Now, as a gentleman, you agreed to come in with me for 16 2/3%, and you've got to do it. You've got to come in with me.
All right, Mr. Forbes. I guess you win.
Oh, there, Gordon. Didn't I tell you I picked it for you?
Charlie, where are you?
Here I am, Eleanor. What do you want?
Oh, Charlie, she's here.
Who? Who's here?
Angela. She's come back.
Oh, how nice.
Angela, eh? Well, I want to speak to her.
Hello, Father.
Come here. Where have you been?
Oh, Father, what a question.
Oh, Angela, dear, are you married?
Of course I am.
Oh, she's married. Isn't that wonderful?
So you did it, eh? Where's your husband?
Yes, Angela, where's your husband?
Good morning, everybody.
Oh.
Hello, Belle.
Hello, Willie. Where's Vincent? Where's Mr. Leach? Oh, Angela, tell us.
I don't know, Mrs. Smith.
You don't know? Well, isn't that fine?
Well, Willie, for heaven's sake, what's happened to him?
Well, it's a long story, Dulcie.
Look here, young man. You helped to arrange this wedding, didn't you?
Yes, Mr. Forbes.
Well, don't you know where the groom is?
Sure. I'm the groom.
What?
Willie, say that again.
Certainly. I am the groom.
Well, congratulations.
Now, just a second, young man. Are you a genius?
No, sir.
Well, are you a writer of any kind, sort, or description?
I should say not.
Well, he's a broker, Mr. Forbes, and isn't it wonderful? That makes everything all right, doesn't it?
Well,
Oh, but what about Mr. Leach, Willie? Where is he?
I don't know. You see, we started from here all right last night, but down the road a piece, I suddenly thought my taillight was out. Well, Mr. Leach was kind enough to investigate for me, and somehow or other, the car started off without him.
Young fellow, you're all right. And darn clever, too.
Well, he's my brother. What would you expect? And wasn't it wonderful that I happened to invite him down here for this party?
Oh, so this is what you were working for, underneath all that leech business.
What? Well, yes and no. Oh, I'm afraid you don't understand women very well, Mr. Fogg.
I'm afraid I don't.
But isn't it marvelous? Angela, married woman, and William, married man. Oh, I could almost cry. But, Mr. Fogg, about that merger, you know, 60 2/3% isn't very much for a relation, brother-in-law.
Well, I wasn't very generous about that deal, or very just either. Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir?
What do you say to coming in with me for 20%?
20? Oh, Mr. Ford.
All right, then. All right. If that's not enough, we'll make it 25.
25?
Well, see, be quiet. 25 satisfies me.
Oh, does it? Well, if it satisfies you, Gardner, it satisfies me. I didn't mean to interfere, dear, and I never will again. You know the old saying, a burnt child dreads the fire? Well, I've been bitten. I mean, burned. And once bitten, twice cautious. I mean, oh, well, you get the idea, don't you, darling?